sports listeners. I'm your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday.
This whole hour of Santa Barbara Teen Athletes. Woo! And we're talking all athletes.
Woo! Live! We're live! I am so excited. We've got a birthday girl in the house.
Woohoo!
Ellsworth! Yeah, you didn't think I knew, but I did know. Yeah!
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Sonia!
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We have a Teen Sports Radio birthday list, so I'm like, oh, wow. You just showed up, you know, because you don't have the Facebook, so how am I going to get to know? I cannot connect to you. I have to write it down on paper.
Don't.
So everybody together, we'll just do one verse on three. Ready? Three, two, one.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, Sonia.
Baby.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that was just horrible. I don't do the karaoke, clearly. You know that, right? Not the karaoke girl, but my heart's out there. We wish you the very, very best. I expect you to do nothing. Do not open a door. Don't open up a cabinet. Enjoy this time before the baby comes. If you want something, just ask for it. This is what you've got to do. This is it. You like that idea? Sky,
Sky does everything, so.
He likes it. And do me a favor, just when you open, if you do open up a cabinet for me, just leave it open.
I will.
Okay.
Well,
isn't that funny?
There you go.
Don't you like it? Leave your drawer, cabinets. Oh yeah. But if he fluffs something up, unfluff it. Oh yeah.
But you know.
I know what it's like being around somebody who's got OCD. It's magical.
And you know, Erica, there are times when. Okay, absolutely agree with you 100% for Sonia and her birthday and all of that. Okay, but you know, there are times when it is extremely important for every single one of us to have a day. Don't even wait for your birthday, but to have a day just like that. Just because you deserve it.
That's it. It's a Sonia day.
That's right. Today is a Sonia day.
We also have Alex Rodriguez in the house. Alex Ramirez, Anthony Rodriguez, excuse me, that's because I'm on this carnivore diet and I've got to I'm twitching, okay? So I'm going to go to vegan now, okay? That should be fun.
All right?
Dominique Hackett's in the house.
Good morning. How are you doing today? Good.
Yeah, Dominique. So, Alex, now that it's drying out a little bit, we have had a little bit of sprinkles here and there. So, how is that with you working with your kids and your personal conditioning? How did you get past that?
We continue. We play on. Like it's like soccer. We play on. We keep playing in the rain. Doesn't matter. I have everything. I have contingency plans. You know, I have like a tent. That I put out, and then I break up my groups and I spread out my times, and people still come to see me. It's a little harder to get outdoors though, you know, because it's warm and cozy inside and it's cold and rainy outside. So it's a little bit of a challenge to get people off the couch, but they always show up and it's great. I have a good group of people.
What's the name of that hill? See, this generation is so funny because my kids are 32 and 29. So that generation was more hardcore than this generation by far, because I used to drop off my kids at 6 a.m. with Dustin, who already went up and down the hill twice, okay, with the big tires that he brought, trucked it over there, okay, that he flipped up. What was that, the Via Chaparral, the hill of no return that just keeps going up, up, and up, all right?
Yeah.
He didn't care if it was raining. Don't you remember? It didn't matter if it was raining. Rain or shine. Started to snow. It didn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, rain or shine. If the client was willing to show up, we were there. We didn't care.
True. Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually if the client's parents were willing to show up. Okay.
Well, true.
Right. Oh,
well, yeah. You were so dedicated and, you know, to your kids, you know, health, overall well-being. And, you know, the kids picked up on that. Your kids picked up on it. Your boys had that same work ethic. And, you know, for those teens out there, you know, find a good role model, you know, and your kids definitely looked up to you and used you as a role model, because look at them now. I mean,
Throwing it right back to you, Alex. I mean, they looked at you. Okay, because yeah, they do. Like, I got them there, but you got the inspiration. And then Dustin also, it's just like, you guys, it was like a God put you in my lane. I'm so grateful to this day, because it's not, we're going to talk about that today. It really takes a village. And this is the one thing that I want us to get back to, since it's kind of like clearing the slate after everything that we've had to go through together with COVID. So I think there's new tools, because we're competing against AI and everything AI is doing to the kids. And, you know, I want to talk about what tools we can give and tips for parents, grandparents, to help them alongside, because, I could see in a lot of families that the disjoint is growing. Okay, the respect is not, it's kind of like, really, it's time to put the hammer down. But we're going to get to that in the house. We're waiting for a couple more people. So let's just take a breath, make some coffee. We'll be back with more right after these messages. Well, now together we will stand, every boy, girl, woman, and a man. Oh, yeah. Together we'll stand, divided we'll fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball and work together. We are back. And this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Hello, this is Dominique Hackett with Santa Barbara Wellness Center. And today I want to bring a life hack to our teens. And I want to talk about the difference between connection and belonging. And the reason why this is really important, especially right now, we kind of feel like, or a lot of us feel like, after the whole COVID experience and the lockdowns and so forth, we've lost a lot of our connections and we're still rebuilding them. A lot of people are still getting comfortable being in a room with, 300 people. I mean, it's just very different. Our nervous systems are going through a very different experience. And I was talking with some friends of mine, and we were talking about how, yes, we need to focus on connection, but we also need to bring in the word belonging, because belonging adds meaning. And so when we talk about connection, we're talking about relationships. We're talking about how we relate to individuals, how we relate to groups. We're relating to our family, we're relating to our schools, we're relating to our clubs, our teen sports. We're relating perhaps also to our church groups and so forth. And these connections can be really rich. They can have an emotional component, have a social component. Maybe it's an intellectual component and you belong to a chess club. Or it's a physical component because you're doing a team sports. So there's lots of levels that we connect, but there's a little bit more with a sense of belonging there, that you kind of, when you say I belong, it kind of sinks you, or I have a sensation of sinking into my body, and I really feel a part of something. Connection feels a little more, I can be connected or not be connected. It's almost like the difference between an acquaintance and a friend. So when I think about belonging, I'm thinking about shared values, shared experiences, something more than maybe just a label of I'm connected, like, oh, our Facebooks are connected, friends on Facebook. Whereas belonging is more than that. I have a sense of identity with the other person who's my friend, or with my family. I belong to a family. May not be all blood. It could be part of, teens, you figure this out as you're making friends and so forth. You'll feel family sensations with people who aren't blood relatives. You go, hey, you're part of my tribe. There's a sense of belonging. So I just wanted to put it out there to the group to talk about how there's a slight difference between a simple connection versus belonging, and talk about what we can do more to strengthen that sense of belonging in our community.
Anthony, I got a question because you'd be able to speak to this really good. Then we'll go Sky and then Alex. But you, of all people, can understand the different levels of sinking, just sinking, and what you had to do and everything you did to get yourself back to feel part of community. What you should write a book, actually. You know what I'm saying? That's the new thing right now. Writing books, all right? You got to pluck out all that knowledge that you have. So talk to me.
No, I mean, it's, you know, every day's a struggle. A lot of people think that, you know, just because it looks like you're doing okay, doesn't mean you really are doing okay. But it takes a lot of work, and it doesn't come easy, but it's worth the fight. I mean, there are a lot of times that, yes, I felt lost. I felt alone, I felt ignored, I felt less than, because people made me feel. Sometimes I was told I wasn't worth it, that I was better off dead. And, you know, after being told so many times all these things, you begin to believe it. And, you know, I've noticed that there's a lot of kids that are going through this, you know, something similar. Maybe not the exact same thing, but something similar. And you begin to drown. You feel like you're drowning because you feel like there's nobody there for you. But one thing that I do have to say is that we just have to really open our eyes and see who truly is our friends, to be able to express the way that we feel in a positive and manner that's not going to hurt us even more. And I think that that's what a lot of kids are lacking now, is the fact of allowing to feel, being told that it's okay for them to express their feelings. You know, either we're always shut out or being told to suck it up and deal with it. And that's why we don't know how to deal with things. That's why sometimes we go either overboard or we don't say enough. Or we're scared to be judged or put down or like I said, feel less. And I think that parents really need to take a look at how they talk to their kids about their feelings. I think that we need to learn how to express the way that we feel. I know that I've seen some things that are being placed in elementary schools about, matching their feelings with emojis, you know, and I think that's a good start. But I think that when we get to junior high and high school, that's all forgotten, or being told that that's, you're being a wimp because that's, you know how to express your feelings, and that's not true. I think that, you know, it's important. Yes.
I was just going to add, there's a really beautiful quote from Maya Angelou where she talks about the ache for home, that it lives in all of us. And it's that desire for a safe place that we can go to as we are and not be questioned and judged. And I think that that's what you're referencing, is that we all have that ache in our heart that we want to belong to a home where we can be as we are and not be questioned and judged.
Sky, Sonia.
I'm going to put a bit of a structural spin on this, if you don't mind. I have found in my own experience that our ability to connect comes from how much energy we have, and that sense of belonging comes from how much energy we have for ourselves. So when we have enough energy available in our bodies for us, we're grounded, we're centered, we have a sense of identity, and other people are like, oh wow, I want to gravitate to you because I see that you are strong in yourself. And then at that point, once we have even more energy, we have energy to give to others, and that's the energy that comes from connection, because it says I already have enough energy for myself, because the body's first thing is to survive, right? So you're always going to take that energy that you have available or that you create, and it's going to go to you first. And then once you have that, then you can reach out and extend it to other people. So it's fascinating what, you know, when you see people who have, like if their pelvis is slightly off, like that's where your sense of identity, your sense of structure is. And there's that very much physical component. I'm not saying that they need to have their pelvis, you know, knocked back into place or something. You know, you could accomplish the same thing with yoga or exercise or whatever. But sometimes it can be really hard to say, okay, you know, I need to know who I am and find my sense of identity so that I can feel like I belong and then have the energy to connect to other people. And that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody. So sometimes I think our physical bodies need a little bit of help in moving that energy through so that we actually have those resources available for ourselves so that we can feel that sense of this is who I am, I belong here, because the belonging starts with you. And then we can say, okay, well, now that I have all this extra energy, now I can give back to community and start making connections with others.
And I remember Sky went to the chiropractor a little while ago, and he just came out feeling amazing. It definitely, you know, grounded him, putting him in his heart center, his body, instead of just being in our heads with all the academics of school. And he left that appointment, and people were just stopping him on the street to say, hi, how are you? I love your hair. Like, he was just
coming out with some
grounded energy.
Yeah.
But I also feel too, like, what we think is important as well. A lot of times it's just about, well, what are we saying to somebody? We take responsibility for what we communicate through speech, but honestly, what we feel or think about someone affects them as well. So if we're thinking something like, oh, that person's not good in this way, like, we can be hurting their feelings without even having to say a word, because on some level they recognize that. And the opposite is true too. When we think well of others, or we think hopeful or encouraging things, they feel that too. And I think that sometimes gets overlooked. People think they live inside their little world and what they express doesn't make a difference, but it really does. And so thinking those loving thoughts, that really helps each other as well.
Well, all I know is I'm waiting for 2027 or 2026, whatever the 2020 is, for you guys to launch your practice here. It's got to be in Santa Barbara. Okay, because we need you and 100 more like you, all right? Definitely. Because thank God for the Alex Ramirez and the Anthony Rodriguez's, because this is the leadership that we need. And I kid you not, Alex, and I've said this to you before, I mean, you've trained me as well, and you have such a good, you know, you are exactly in life where you need to be. I mean, you just are. I don't know. That's such the blessing, because most people do not land, right? They just don't land where they need to be. And then, especially after everything you've had to do, you had to reinvent yourself. You know, COVID took 8 out of 10 of you guys out, and you survived. That just shows the magical being that you are. So what say you about what's going on right now as far as connecting?
Yeah, you know, an interesting spin that ties in with everything that everyone said is, and from a team aspect, is sports. So team sports, and it's interesting, you know, how we're all talking about making a connection. I think it's important to make connections with teammates and have the energy to be open to making connections can give you a sense of belonging to a team. Right. So if you are able to make connections with teammates and you can really get to know someone, I have, you know, former basketball friends that I still talk to this day. And it's because of the connections that I made with them, you know, getting together outside of practice, hanging out outside of practice, really being like, you know, a good friend to that person, a good support system to that person, and having that connection allowed me to have that sense of belonging to a team. And that was cool. And I'll always have that. I'll always carry that with me. And it's just a blessing. And then, you know, going to what Anthony's saying, you know, and parents, and then the connection of parents and your phone. The phone is creating the biggest disconnection between parents and teens, their children. It's unreal. And then between that is, you know, we don't even look up anymore. We don't even acknowledge Sky's hair on the street because we're so stuck on our phone sometimes. So it's people have to have that energy to be open to make connections. And then from there, you find a sense of belonging for sure.
So when kids started having phones, like 20 years ago, when phones started breaking out where parents could afford for their child, that, you know, came in down to a price point where every kid had a phone, I was thankful, because I can't speak for the public school system, but at St. Raphael's, they locked it up. There's no phones allowed. If you keep it in your backpack, done. That's it. It has to be turned off. Then at Bishop, the same thing. It would go into prison, and you got to pay $5 to get your phone back. And it doesn't take but the first week of school. And then, you know, there's really, it started with 100. Well, there's 200. And I think there was literally like 89. The kid, there was only 300 kids in the school. So one out of three kids lost their phone the first week. But then after a while, it just goes down and down and down. So, yeah, I would make it, you know, California is always the first. I know there's, I'm sure, other states that say no phones, but no, phones are done. Okay. The phone should be shut off. When you go to school, there should be no phones. I think that would end bullying, not end, but that would reduce bullying, just reduce a lot of the disconnect by taking away the thing, the toy, okay, that they're allowed to play with, Candy Crush or whatever the games they're playing with right now. That's my own personal opinion. Will it happen? I don't know. If we were thinking about our kids, we want our kids to do better. It should happen. It would happen, but we'll have to wait and see. Dominique.
Well, I just wanted to share with everyone that part of belonging, it literally means a physical presence. It's not something that you can achieve through an electrical device, because when we're physically with people, our mirror neurons are actually reflecting one another, and they've proven scientifically that the healthiest person in the room, everyone's heartbeats start to resonate to the healthiest person in the room. So we literally physically are sharing our health and our happiness with the people that we come together with and have a sense of belonging with. And then also the eye connection, looking people in the eye. You can even do this at the grocery store when you're doing the checkout. Pause, get off your phone, look at the person in the eye, smile, say thank you. This is so precious. These social niceties that we do are actually a part of our sense of belonging and give us even more than what is given.
Super, super, super. I love it. All right, time to fill up your coffee. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All you cowboys, get your ride on. Now ride on. All you cowboys, get your ride on. Come on and work it for me. Let your body move. We are here together and we're in the groove. Let's go. We gon' party tonight. We gon' dance around. Where are my steppers at? I know how to get down.
Come on, step it to your right. Now step it to your left. Now right out in.
We are back, and this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sky and Sonia Ellsworth, and we are students at Life Chiropractic College West. And I'd love to keep going on this conversation about community, connection, belonging. And I want to open it up with a challenge to all the teen athletes, because all of you are in the perfect position to kind of use your life as a playground, because you're interacting with people all the time, and especially in sports, where having that type of connection with your teammates or sense of belonging to a group is at the forefront. So I would challenge you to come in each day with a different mindset and just see what happens. Don't tell anybody about your mindset, but, you know, maybe come in with a mindset of, wow, I love myself. I love the way I look, and I'm feeling really strong and confident, and I'm just going to crush it on the field today. And just hold that in your mind and see what happens. Or maybe one day, you know, you're not feeling so great, and that's okay too, but just to embrace that as well and see what happens, and just start to kind of notice and put together the pieces of how people are starting to respond to you. And it's really cool because people actually do have a significant response to your presence and the vibration that you're holding. They did this study with people under Network Chiropractic a while back, where they had a whole bunch of people that were lying on their tables and they were receiving nervous system entrainments. And everybody vibrationally rose to the frequency of the person that had the highest frequency in the room when they came in. So I think the person had like, it was pretty cool. Yeah. So the person had like 10 years of network care, and everyone else had maybe had like two or three entrainments, like over a couple of weeks. And all of those people were brought up to the level of the person who had 10 years of network care afterwards, which is pretty cool. And, you know, I'm not saying that this particular form of, you know, chiropractic is, you know, the only way to achieve that, because we're reflecting that all the time, right? We're reflecting that our energy state is having an effect on other people and the world around us. And it's happening every single second of every day, and it can make it like even the tiniest switch in what you're thinking. Like, you could be walking through the store feeling on top of the world and catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and say, wow, you could probably see my nose from outer space. And all of a sudden, that one little thought changes how the people around you are going to view you, because your vibrational state is now going to lower, because now you're not thinking quite as highly of yourself. And it's those, and it's not so much that you have to be thinking positive all the time or positive about yourself. It's that you have to own those thoughts and own those emotions, right? You have to have the confidence to say, regardless of whether you have the largest nose on the planet, you have to have the confidence to say, this is me. This is who I am. There's this stage of healing that we talk about in network care that's all about polarities, where some days you feel really great and then some days you don't. And, you know, you talk to the patient who's lying on the table and they're breathing in different places in their body, and they're saying, some parts of me have different rhythms. There are some parts of me I like, and there are some parts of me that I don't like. And then at the end, you have them create a lap, and you have them just go, ha, 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 and say, all of these parts are me. All of these parts are me. These ups, these downs, whatever it is, all of this is who I am. And you can have a million negative thoughts throughout the day if you want to, but own that that's who you are, and that's okay.
Dominique,
I find it really satisfying to say, I did that. I did that, and I did that. In other words, I find it easier for me to exist in my life by just simply being authentic and going, wow, look at that mistake. What a mess. Yeah, I did that. There's this relief. I don't have to pretend to be perfect. I can just relax and be myself and ask for help. And that, and it feels really good. I mean, you can literally do it on your own by yourself, where you just kind of look at your day. In fact, there's a lot of famous people in life that have recommended do a daily review, where you just sit calmly at the end of your day and think over what happened in my day. Maybe make some notes in a journal, but definitely go, I did that. I love what you're sharing, Sky.
I like to open it up when I meet people and just tell them straight up in advance, here's Erica the Wonderful. That helps.
The preface always helps, Erica. That way they know.
That's right. You just got to own it. That's what you got to do. You got to own it.
Well, so, I will.
What's your little trick, Sonia? Yeah.
What's that?
What's your little trick?
Oh, I think it really is important to just be yourself. I remember one time I was outside and I was listening to a crow, and it was making this caw sound. And it's not the most attractive sound in the world. It doesn't sound like a harp. It's a crow cawing. It's loud. It's obnoxious. But it was beautiful, because this crow was being authentic to who this crow was. And it was just a reminder for me that the more we can just be ourselves and own that and present with that without being embarrassed or ashamed of who we are in whatever capacity, that's a beautiful thing.
That was Echo!
Yeah. Echo!
By the way, I just would add to that in my conversations that one of the questions that I have asked of many of my guests has been the question, how important, and again, you can use a different word if you want, how important is failure? And without exception, every single one of them has said it is extremely important. You don't learn as much from your quote-unquote successes as you do from your failures. I'm trying to get rid of both of those words in my vocabulary, because I want to look at them more as either life lessons or learning experiences, neither successes nor failures. Yes, I agree with you, Dominique. I did that. If it went well, if I achieved the result, I did that. If it didn't go well and I didn't achieve result, I did that. But how do I play and manipulate that or work with it or do whatever I need to do to make it work the way that I want. And, of course, the example that's often given, of course, is of the inventor of the light bulb. So I think that's real important that that we start taking a look at that and saying, oh, I didn't get what I wanted. Okay, what do I need to rethink it. I need to reprocess it. I need to recalculate, et cetera, et cetera. And we learn so much, not only about that process, but about ourselves in that process.
Anthony, with the kids that you're working with now, do you find them to be a different kind of breed of kids after or before COVID? Or is it, depression is depression?
Well, COVID actually really affected a lot of these kids. They don't have the communication skills and the people skills as much as they used to prior to COVID. There is a lot more depression. There is a lot more anxiety. Actually, there's more anxiety, to be honest with you. They're really struggling with being around a lot of people. So, that's what I've noticed. We have a retreat coming up, and I'm kind of nervous because I don't know how the kids are going to be. These kids are definitely a different breed.
Well, the numbers aren't lying. Everything is rocketed. Teen deaths is rocketed. Depression rocketed. Suicide rocketed. So hopefully that we work together as a community and figure out ways to teach different life skills or offer more services to the kids that need the help and the assistance. These are our future, and we need to shine light on the services that are needed in every community, not just Santa Barbara, but every community. So let's take a little break. We'll be back with a lot more. Stay here after these messages.
Song that takes me back, and I let go with so much freedom. Freedom, I'm gonna get, 'cause it's my freedom. When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like freedom. I hear a song that takes me back, and I let go with so much freedom.
We are back, and this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Hello, this is Dominique Hackett with Santa Barbara Wellness Center, and I have a second Teen Life Hackett that I'm really happy to present, and this is the importance of laughter. Laughter and humor. So I want teens to know that there are actually some yoga classes where people will sit in the yoga class and all they'll do is laugh. And if you've ever seen it, there's actually a YouTube video, and it's called, I think it's called something like the Happy Buddha or something like that. But there's a gentleman on a train, and he just starts laughing, and the train's gone along, and the strangers around him, the laughter is contagious. And they start giggling and giggling and giggling. And by within like a minute, the whole train is roariously laughing. And there wasn't anything. It was just somebody deciding to start laughing. Ha ha ha. You just start it. Mm-hmm. And the body takes it on a roll. And the thing that laughter does for your life is it reduces your stress. It boosts your immune system because it does a reset for your body. It improves your cardiovascular system. If you can't get out there for a fast walk, do some laughing. It also relaxes our muscles. It increases our ability to breathe. We breathe different when we're laughing. And most importantly, it improves our mood. And so I just wanted to share with the whole tribe that I belong to here on Teen Sports Radio. Everyone, share more about the benefits of laughter.
I shared something with you this week. Remember with the woman with the pink eyelashes? She got her eyelashes done, and they look like flamingos, and she was hiding herself in the car, and then her boyfriend comes in the car, and he's in the driver's seat, and she goes, I made a big mistake, and he goes, what's up, boo? What did you do? And she shows him, and he just died. And his laugh goes, oh, no. It was so funny. I was crying. Okay. I was crying. I don't even know the person on a Facebook that grabbed, but I actually went out and I thanked her and I said, God, I really needed that today. Some random stranger. All right. And she goes, I know, I died too. And I said, no, I was literally in tears. I said, thank you. I was the funniest thing I've seen in a month. So for all you out there, just Google pink eyelashes. Okay. And this guy just had me screaming. I could watch. I'm going to keep it and save it. And just anytime I'm not feeling it, I'm just going to watch that because I can't. It just tickles me to death. It's funny as anything. So I really, really, really recommend grabbing something like that when you're really down. And then, you know, it really does. It raises your heartbeat. I don't know structurally what it does, but maybe Sonia and Richard. Sky and Sonia can tell me what's going on when that happens.
Well, laughter releases, as Dominique was saying, a huge amount of tension. And it's pretty amazing if I'm like adjusting someone on a table and I'll make a contact in a specific spot and that person will just start laughing spontaneously. And they'll have like these sharp muscle ridges, you know, going on either side of their spine, and they'll start laughing and then I'll come back a second later, feel their spine, and that muscle tension is completely gone. And it's just amazing how that works. Have you seen similar things?
Yeah, laughter is definitely the best medicine. Yeah, I don't really have a specific thing to say about it, honestly, but I definitely find a lot of opportunities to laugh daily. Sky and I are always doing word parlays back and forth with puns, and the people around us will roll their eyes. But we don't care because it's fun and we're having a great time, and you don't really need a reason to laugh. You just need an excuse.
And I love your laugh, Sonia, because it's just it, anytime you laugh, it makes me smile. So I agree 100%. Dominique, you've got a great laugh. I hear you. Yes, I hear it. Because you're such a stressful job that you have. I mean, really, you know, putting in accounting systems. Okay. That's stress. Okay. So Dominique always tries to find, you know, something whimsical in that and take down the stress that everybody else is having in our team. Go, Dee.
Yeah, I just want to encourage the laughter. We can laugh at ourselves. We can laugh at nature. We can laugh at funny little quirks. We don't have to like laugh at something that's insulting, but rather we can laugh with people and at ourselves. And that laughter is so contagious. It makes everybody relax and enjoy the moment. People want to be with other people who have a sense of humor and are able to laugh. You want to be the person with a sense of humor and a great laugh. So you know, teens, put that on your life hack moment. If you haven't mastered the laughter, start working on it. It is a great, great life skill.
And teen athletes, you guys know who you are. The glue on all teams. It's always great to be that guy or girl that when somebody's not doing as well as they have done in the past, be that person to pick them up. It's always good to try to get them to laugh. If you in sports, laughter can shift the mindset of the whole thing. And it's just something that you want to look at. And a good coach would instill that to any of their teams. So there you go. So hugs and kisses to all the teens out there, athletes, you know, keep it up. Got a long road, but we're going to get there. God bless. We got SB 360 right after these messages. Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday at
9 a.m. Here we go. Hey, Dr. D. I know now we're a little crowded in the room. You're probably wondering who these two beauties are. Let me introduce. We got Nick Jaden, Santa Barbara City College freshman. He was a point guard for their basketball team. And right next to him, we've got Ella Matchett. She was the men's basketball team manager. And guess what, D? Guess what? Just say what.
What?
We're firing ourselves, okay? We are going to pass the torch.
Ah, yes.
We do.
I like that better.
Sports Radio, yeah. We are going to birth two more broadcasters.
I love
it. So without any further ado, let's get to it.
Thanks, Erica. I'm Nick Jaden, along with Ella Matchett, and we're here to bring you your SB 360 weekly sports recap. It's March, and you know what that means. March Madness is upon us. The UCSB men's basketball team will take on the CSUN Matadors in round one of the Big West Championship. They finished with an overall record of 16-14, led by junior star AJ Mitchell. He averaged just around 20 points per game while also being very efficient, shooting 50% from the field. In his last outing against CSUN, he put up 29 points, so he will look to have another strong game this week. The Gauchos play on March 16th on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. in Las Vegas. With a win, they will play three-seeded Hawaii on Sunday at 6 p.m. However, this is a back-to-back game for the Gauchos, so they will have to muster up as much energy as they can. If the Gauchos continue to advance in the Big West playoffs, they have the opportunity to punch their ticket into March Madness. However, if they lose a game, unfortunately, their season will be over and will have to look on to next year.
UCSB women finished their regular season 16-14 overall. They're currently sixth seed in the Big West Conference, led by senior Alexis Whitfield, who averaged just over 14 points a game and is averaging just below 10 rebounds a game. This past Saturday, the Gauchos did fall short 53-46 to third seed the UC Riverside Highlanders, an 18-12 record. With that win, the Highlanders are headed straight to round two of playoffs on March 14th and competing in the Big West Women's Championship. Coming up on Wednesday, March 13th at 2:30 in Henderson, Nevada, the Gauchos will be playing in round one of playoffs. They're going to face 7-seed Long Beach State that are sitting with 13-17 overall record. One of those wins is being against the Gauchos this past Thursday, where the Gauchos lost 69-75. In that game, senior Alexis Whitfield dropped a career high of 27 points. Both teams having played on Saturday leaves no bye week advantage. If the Gauchos can pull off a win against the Long Beach State Albies, they will be facing the Riverside Highlanders once again on March 14th. If they come up short, unfortunately, their season will be over and we will be looking towards next season. The Westmont women's basketball team rounded out their season 12-16 overall. Their final faceoff was against the Concordia University Irvine Golden Eagles. They lost 82-65 with sophomore warrior Sage Kramer putting up 20 points. Honored in their last game was Layla Sines, who tallied a total of 614 career points in her two seasons and was recognized as an All-Golden State Athletic Conference player. Though they did not make playoffs this year, they will be coming back stronger and better next season.
The Westmont men's basketball team also finished with a record of 12-16. Sadly, they did not make the playoffs this year. However, there was individual success. Senior Anthony McIntyre earned the honors of being first team All-Pac West. He averaged 18 points per game. The Warriors will look on to next season, hoping for a better outcome.
Now on to SBCC softball. They are currently sitting 8-8. Their next game is going to be at Santa Monica on Tuesday. Santa Monica Corsairs are 1-7 overall, with their only win being LA Valley Monarchs on March 5th, where they won 12-5. Now for baseball.
The Vaqueros have an overall record of 10-6, starting off strong in conference, having a 4-1 record. Their next game is against Ventura at home on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Freshman Ethan Rodriguez will look to stay hot as he is batting over 300. He also hit a walk-off homer against Cuesta last week. The Vaqueros were down one in the bottom of the ninth inning when Ethan stepped up to the plate. He saw a pitch he liked and hit it into the stands. The Vaqueros ended up winning that game, adding more momentum to their season. We want to wish luck to our UCSB basketball teams as they will look to make some noise in March Madness. And that's it for your SB 360 Weekly Sports Recap. Signing out, I'm Nick Jaden.
And I'm Ella Matchett. Make sure to tune in next week.
Back to you, Erica.
Holy cow. All right. Are you impressed?
I am very impressed. And that's a good find. That's a great find.
That's a Christine Marie, our intuitive a view from the deck. She's my consultant, my intuitive consultant. I called her up a couple of weeks ago and I said, this is ridiculous. I'm so tired of bagging on this group. We need to find somebody. And got it. Took her 48 hours. Yeah. Okay. And there it went. And we got some. And I'm so, so proud of these guys. This is going to be fun, fun, fun. We get to sit back and relax. We don't have to scramble anymore. D, you and I, it's all goody, goody, goody. And guess yep. what? The sun is out. We have so much to be thankful for.
Yes, we do.
Hug it out. Be kind. And we'll see you next week.
I'm unstoppable, I'm a butcher with no brakes, I'm invincible, yeah, I win it.